It's Morning Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Victor Agreta. Knoxville voters have 5 seats to fill on the city council. Early voting begins this month, and election day is November 7. This week, WUOT presents conversations with each of the candidates in the race. Today we hear from Lauren Ryder, a candidate from District 4, which includes North Knoxville and portions of East Knox.
As we've all seen over the last many years, some great progress downtown. Wonderful place. Folks like to go there on the weekends. But we need to see some of that progress move out from downtown and see some development in a positive manner of some of the brownfields and blighted properties. And so also in my district, or very near to it, we have a lot of the homeless population, which is something that we've never really been able to get a handle on addressing, and it's actually gotten worse over the past 12 years that I've been working in the community. So I'd like to see some positive changes there as well.
What differentiates you from your competitors?
Well, I think what makes me different is my actual relevant experience working within North Knoxville for the past 12 years. I have been working on some of the issues that City Council tackles, which is why I'm running. I had a lot of folks in the community that urged me to run because I was a frequent flyer of going down to council and speaking on various issues and trying to initiate change in the community. So it's time for me to step up and run for one of these seats.
And what's your top priority? If you were elected, what would be your top priority?
The RECODE effort is one of my biggest priorities. I know folks that have properties that and other projects, people I don't know, who've had good projects that have been stalled and or turned down because our current zoning code doesn't allow what they want to do, which is very a mixed use residential commercial. And I think we need to look at this and try and get away from the suburban car-oriented model of our zoning code and start allowing for a more urban model that allows both our elderly and our younger population that are looking for walkable communities so we can develop that. And so that's a big priority for me. A zoning code that's going to address bus ridership, walkers, not just cars, which is what we've had for 50, 60 years. People might want to know about me that I've been involved in North Knoxville. We had several blighted properties in the community, and that's how I really got my name out there, was people were moving away because it's blighted properties is a big problem that destabilize neighborhoods, whether it's brownfields or houses that are burned out and vacant, abandoned houses. And I've done a lot of creative solutions with neighbors where we formed LLCs and kind of took the solution to task and try to figure it out ourselves. So we rehab those properties. And these were things the city was going to demolish at taxpayer expense. And we were going to end up paying for it all as a collective. And we were able to get those back on the tax rolls and get families back in our neighborhoods and stabilize and turn the tide. And a big believer of addressing those blighted properties across the city, whether they be big, giant brownfields, commercial things like University Commons was a great boon for the area to turn that around, because it's like a domino effect. Once you turn one blighted property around and do something positive there, it kind of spirals down the stretch and turns everything around with it. And so that's been a big thing for me in the past, and we've continued working on that as well.
Well, Lauren Ryder, candidate for District 4, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me.